SBS Radio.
I'm well known in this country as Fred Todd. I was born with the name of Tibor Wief in Hungary, in Budapest, in 1941. It wasn't a great time to be born, but there you are. I was one of the lucky ones, particularly since in 1956 there was the Hungarian Revolution, during which we managed to escape and finish up very fortunately in this country, in Australia, which has been very, very good to me.
Tell us about your adventures in Australia.
Accidentally, but luckily, got into the camera retailing game. I actually finished up working for another ex-Hungarian Jewish fellow who just happened to have the same name of Wief. I learned a lot from him, and I did very well in the game. And about 10 years down the track, when I was 29, I managed to move my little family. I was married by then with two children. And we moved to Melbourne to open my own store, which is what I'm known by, as Camera Stores. I've had a pretty good run ever since then.
Now, I know that you've written a book. That's worth taking us back to Hungary after you were born. You said you were born in not such a good year. You were born in 1941, right in the middle of the Second World War. So, First of all, I mean, you have a story how a Jewish boy, a baby, survived in 1945 in Budapest. This is also a story.
Very much a story, would be a story all by itself. My mother was a sensational survivor, a very resourceful and tough lady of all of 5 foot nothing. She first saved our lives. We were on the way to a train to go to Auschwitz. She saved about 15 family members the first time, only about 6 the second time, and the last time she managed to save her mother and me.
How did she manage to save you? How did she manage not to get on the train to Auschwitz?
That was a story that I never knew until I was about 45, and I don't know even know why, but she managed to spit it out. I sort of had a suspicion that I had a sister. For 45 years, she denied it. And on my 45th birthday, she said, "I think I better tell you this." She told me that she was bribing a Hungarian Nazi with her jewelry. She was in the jewelry trade to get us off the train, and so she had an affair with him, not because she wanted to, but because she had to. During the week, Hungary was liberated by the Russians. During the week is when my sister was born and died apparently 6 months down the track. It is in 1945. I don't, of course, remember a word of this, but it's been collaborated by my one remaining relative in Toronto, my cousin Andre. The poor woman was ashamed of this.
And tell us about your book. You've written a book recently, and the title of the book, A Doubtful Inheritance. This is, first of all, if you tell us about the story, we'll maybe understand the title.
Basically, I was doing my PhD less than 10 years ago. The work for that consisted of doing a thesis and a creative piece. For the last many years, I have been scribbling sort of short stories, if you like, one of which was about my missing father and my missing roots, and the fact that 54 of our relatives got killed in the Holocaust, and that I couldn't find anybody in the whole wide world that knows me. When I had to do that, I decided to write about my little obsessive speculation about my father and what happened to him. I've never met him. He was taken away when I was 3 months old. I started writing this story, and it got glummer and sadder and worse and worse. And at some point, I decided that it was so bad that I didn't want it to end this way, so I'll make it into a fiction. I finished up doing that. I fictionalized the story. I called it an autobiofiction because although it's based on, the book is not directly about the Holocaust, it's about the survival of a child of the Holocaust, migration, looking for roots, finding that you haven't inherited anything but that you have inherited a whole lot. For example, my mother's sense of humor, God knows what I inherited from dear old dad. I inherited my Jewishness. As the story went on, as I say, I realized that what one inherits is an interesting and doubtful affair. And so I turned it into a fiction where there is some serious amount of money at stake, where my father didn't go disappearing in 1945, Don River in Russia. but he managed to find his way to Argentina. And so the book consists of, on one hand, a bit of a chase for a huge inheritance, and on the other hand, the serious hand, it also shows how a child of the Holocaust survives, migrates to Australia, goes into the camera game. So there's a lot of truth to it. There's a lot of biographical stuff in it. When I was asked about it by somebody else, I said that basically you can say that all the rotten bad stuff that happens was true, and 99% of the good stuff that I wrote in is fiction.
Can you tell us what really happened to your father?
He was taken away when I was 3 months old. As you would probably know, the Hungarians voluntarily joined Hitler. That meant that they enlisted the Hungarian Jewish men. This is one of the most outrageous things about the war I know of. And they made them fight in the Hungarian army with Hitler against the Russians. The Jews got no guns. They were in the front when they were going forward and in the back when they were retreating. They dug the latrines and cooked the food and were kicked around and abused by the Hungarian soldiers. And they were fighting with the people who wanted them dead against the Russians. He was gone when I was 3 months old, disappeared, never to be seen again. And about 1954, we got a letter from the Hungarian government saying that he was presumed missing dead at the Don River in Russia.
So there was some closure.
Well, if you want to believe it, but you see, all my life, mom used to say, oh, when your father comes back, he'll fix this and he'll fix that.
So, what was the reaction of your family to the book?
Well, they loved it. And some of my friends said, well, did you really inherit a lot of money? And I had to say, no, mate, it's all an invention.
We are talking to Ted Todd, the writer of a book, A Doubtful Inheritance, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ted, if people want to find your book, can they find it?
I think the easiest way, you can find it on my website, which is Ted Todd in one word without a break, todd.com.au. But probably the easiest way to buy it is on Amazon. You can buy it in a printed format or in what is an e-book format. And in fact, if I may mention, I'm also releasing a new book on the 5th of September. We're launching the new book. It is called 50-something Male Looking for a Woman. And these are stories of after my marriage ended when I was 49. And there I was back on the single scene again as a 50-year-old. So it's a collection of stories about how men feel, think and act over the age of 50, although it could be over the age of 35 or any age, I suppose. When they're out there trying to meet a new intimate partner, what happens, how we feel, what we do, what we don't do in order to find a new sensible and loving partnership. When I got into it, I didn't bother with the internet much, although it just started up then. So I went to Jewish. I used to be one of the leaders of a Jewish singles club. I went to a lot of trouble. In the end, was introduced to my beautiful and much beloved 20-year-long partnership by a friend.
Ted Todd, thank you so much for talking to us. SBS.com.au